How it happened. You lost the claim on my body, no longer needing to look, and no longer longing to need. The feeling inside me, it left me feeling empty was not quite the word, it was unwanted, as that puppy you leave at the corner store parking lot when you hope and pray it doesn't run back after you when you walk away. You lost the claim when you fought so hard to push away the tide of people bringing you down into your own oceans, a buoy no longer, adrift in your own mind. I found myself coming to terms with the word goodbye. But something broke with the feeling of you above me, the words leave me reaching my lips as you pressed farther in between my hips, the words let go as you tied me down, the words I don't need you as my body was drenched in my very own needs. I looked down onto the pillow and said, you pushed me away. I couldn't see you, but felt you leaving marks upon my skin, reminding my flesh who first set it aflame, and with no grit in your voice and no apologies after you quietly told me to say how you were a failure as your fingers pushed inside, and against my own mind, my body eager to abide, you replaced what pain my heart had kept away for submission and a desire to obey. So then, with eager kisses, rolling orgasms, screams into the night, you conquered my mind, branding me again, leaving your name signed. I struggled no longer, locked and collared and chained to you. And as I lay there shaking, I felt the warmth of your eyes. Basking in your light, I knew things weren't perfect, but we would be all right.